There are 5 statewide proposals this year and many local issues to be decided on as well. Since many of them aren't exactly clearly written, Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says do some research before going to the polls.
We definitely recommend for this election that voters do their homework. Go to the poll site, whether you're going to vote earlier on election day, know what these proposals are and know if you have more potentially.
The League has a special site, vote411.org. It explains each proposition and offers the pros and cons of each without taking sides.
Okay, so let's try to go through them. Proposal number one.
Wilson walked me through the proposals, beginning with the first one. It would change New York's redistricting process, and it's a bit complicated. She says the key change is that the new process would strengthen the state legislature's power to draw new district maps every 10 years if the redistricting commission fails to agree on one set of maps.
If the commission doesn't agree, then we need 60% of the legislature to vote in favor of the maps. That is the most controversial piece of this entire amendment.
It's the second time in a decade that voters will be asked to change redistricting rules. The current commission has 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, and it's deadlocked. The members of each party have produced their own competing set of maps. Under the current rules, a supermajority of the legislature or possibly a court could end up drawing the maps. Proposition 2, in comparison, seems much more straightforward. It would amend Article 1 of the state's constitution to add a single sentence that would establish the right of each person to clean air and water and a healthful environment. Wilson says while environmental groups support the measure, business organizations warn it could lead to messy lawsuits.
And sure, that sounds great. So if you're in favor of that, vote yes on this. But it is pretty loose language. We don't define what healthful means.
Propositions 3 and 4 would expand voting access in New York. One would pave the way for same-day registration by eliminating the need to be registered at least 10 days before an election. The other would remove restrictions on absentee balloting that requires someone to be ill or out of the state in order to request a ballot. That could clear roadblocks to universal mail-in voting. But the legislature would have to pass additional laws in each case to fully enact same-day registration and a mail-in voting system. Finally, Proposition 5 would increase the threshold of monetary claims in cases heard by New York City civil courts from $25,000 to $50,000 to keep up with inflation over the past few decades. Even though the change would only affect New York City, because of quirks in the state's constitution, everyone in New York State has to vote on it.
Our state constitution is incredibly large, and we have a lot of New York City specific things in our state constitution.
And depending on where you live, there may be additional local ballot propositions on a wide range of issues. Wilson says there's just one more thing to remember when voting on the proposals. Turn your ballot over to find them, because they're printed on the back. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.